Time for our local hero spotlight with Dave Shearer from Pine Hill Orchards in Coleraine and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. It's Cider Days this weekend in the Pioneer Valley. We are the
epicenter.
The Burgundy of the craft cider movement in the entire world. And I'm assuming, Dave, from Pine Hill Orchard, that you have a thing or two to say about fine cider making.
Actually, Cider Days really began at our place many years ago with Terry Maloney and myself.
Right. Mm.
And we've been involved with it since the beginning, and we're expecting a big crowd this year. Our main thing is to do cider for the home winemaker. They can bring their carboys, containers, jugs, plastic bags. We've seen about everything come, and we're expecting to make between 3,000 and 4,000 gallons available of non-pasteurized cider for fermentation.
I can come to Pine Hill Orchards with a plastic bag. You'll fill me up with some cider in a concoction that should work well, and I can ferment it at my own house.
Yeah, the plastic bag might not be the best idea.
No, okay.
But we'll be selling carboys and some of the things that go along with
it. What is a carboy?
It's like a 5-gallon glass jug. You see go in the water.
You can bring hard cider in your car with you.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive, people. Don't drink and drive.
I know historically that actually cider was an incredibly important beverage for New England and was sort of the everyday drink. And that was hard cider. How did we go from fermented cider being our everyday drink in New England to the loss of that craft for so long until it got resurrected here in New England about, 15 years ago, I think, or so?
Of course, sweet cider's practically as nutritious, if not more, actually, than orange juice. But people seem to relate cider with fall. And once fall goes by, they don't think it's available.
But you're making it 11 months out of the year.
We try to, as long as
the
apple.
Which is the 1 month you don't make it?
Usually it's August.
Stupid August. But it was Prohibition, really, that kind of knocked the hard cider off of the map, right?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, a lot of people up in the country or in our neck of the woods were making it all the time. I bought part of the orchard from my father. He bought the original farm, I think, in 1929. Mm. They always had hard cider from somewhere. Not that my dad made a lot of it, but there was people in the area that did. And a lot of the farmers up there, the dairy farmers, when there was a lot more than there are now, that's kind of how they got their haying done. You get a lot of people to come and help them, and then they'd all open up the barrel of hard cider after.
So it's like athletes on steroids, farmers on hard cider.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Dave from Pine Hill Orchard, they're celebrating Cider Days with a bunch of different organizations, places, farms throughout the valley this weekend. It's become a huge event. People come from all over the world to learn about how to make cider here in the valley, the epicenter of the rebirth of cider. If you had to come up with your perfect blend for what you want to drink now, what's your blend of apples that you think makes this is a dynamite cider?
I've always been partial to Baldwin's.
Yeah, which one, Alec?
Always be closing.
He's okay.
Billy? not so much.
We're pretty light on Baldwin's this year, so we've kind of gonna try the Pippins and which we grew, had a good crop of Pippins this year, and Rem de Palms is a pretty good crop, and the two of them mixed together seem to make a pretty good blend for at least what the hardcore hard cider people tell me.
Now, do you eat those apples too, or are they just cider-making apples?
Some of them are fairly tasty. Others taste a lot like sawdust.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
When you're thinking about any month of the year and bringing a beverage home, hard cider is great and sweet cider is great, and you can get it really almost every day of the year, and you'll see Pine Hill Orchard cider in so many retail places.
If I come on Cider Days with a gallon jug, you fill me up with cider, I can bring it home and make my own hard cider. Do I need to do anything or just let it sit in the jug until it turns alcoholic?
The big thing about making cider is you got to keep the air out of it. And you could add a little other stuff, sugar, to get the alcohol content a little higher.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made cider for people, custom made it. They've put maple syrup, honey, beets.
Mm.
One guy put a steak in it. One guy said he had to put brown paper in there. I've heard
he likes the taste of brown paper.
Evidently.
Well, to each their own way, I guess. I like my hard cider with steak and brown paper.
Take that, you vegetarian.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez. Dave Shearer from Pine Hill Orchards, part of and the epicenter of Cider Days and the cider making renaissance in New England and the world at large. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, by localfood.org.